Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Excellency, the representative of the United Nations Secretary General, Your Excellency, Assistant Secretary General for Political Affairs, Mr. Chairman Fudisek, Dr. Nabil Shaath, representative of the Palestinian Authority and representative of President Mahmoud Abbas, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, allow me to express OIC's appreciation for the efforts undertaken by the Committee on the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People and for its chairman, Ambassador Fudisek, and all the members of its bureau for their diligent action in support of the just cause of Palestine. I wish also to avail myself of this opportunity to pay tribute to the UN General Secretariat's Division of Palestine, Division for Palestinian Rights, for their commendable efforts to ensure the success of this meeting. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we meet today to talk about the necessity and possibility of peace in the Middle East. While the occupied Palestinian territory have been witnessing seriously deteriorated situation as a result of the escalation of Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people and their holy places, which is adding worrying reasons that complicate the outlook and the credibility and significance of peace efforts. It is needless to say that Israel's lack of commitment to its obligations, maintaining the status quo, procrastination, persistence in carrying out its racist policies and unilateral practices, and rejection of the Arab Peace Initiative that was proposed over 14 years ago, along with the absence of end-of-game parameters, time frame, and international terms of reference, are among other factors that have contributed to the impasse of the peace process. Therefore, the OIC has repeatedly drawn the international community's attention to Israel's colonial settlement policy, while Israel still controls 62% of the West Bank lands. This policy has led to an increase in the number of Israeli settlers to about 700,000 settlers in 2016, of whom 350,000 live in 16 settlements in and around East Jerusalem. The credibility of peace efforts undermined the contiguity of and viability of the State of Palestine and jeopardizes the prospects for realization of the two-state solution. We should stress that the colonial settlement activities cannot be seen in isolation from the Israeli occupation, racist measures and illegal practices and policies aimed at altering the demographic and geographic features of East Jerusalem, distorting its Arabic character and its religious and historic status, and isolating it from its Palestinian environs. In this regard, the OIC reiterates that such acts constitute a flagrant violation of the international law and UN resolutions and threaten to fuel a religious conflict which endangers international peace and security prospects. On more than an occasion, the OIC emphasized that it is no longer morally accepted for the international community to remain silent or only express condemnation and concern about the unspeakable Israeli war crimes and atrocities that have been committed against the Palestinian people. We believe that the attainment of regional peace and stability requires serious intervention from the international community to maintain and realize the two-state solution. In this regard, the fifth extraordinary summit on Palestine that the OIC held in Jakarta on 7th of March 2016 expressed its full support for the current French initiative, which seeks to establish international support group and convene a peace international peace conference and to launch a multilateral political process. The OIC believes that mobilizing international support for the Palestinian move in the UN Security Council to adopt a resolution confirming the legitimate Palestinian rights and condemn the Israeli settlement activities, along with mobilizing further international recognition of the state of Palestine, would contribute to maintain and realize the two-state solution. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the immensity of the Israeli violations of international law, which has exceeded all limits, commands a different brand of international intervention. It is not acceptable that Israel continues to conduct itself as if it were a state above the law, pertaining its exactions fearless of any response and with full impunity. It is therefore an international responsibility for all the states and institutions to deal with these Israeli violations on the basis that they form a threat to international peace and security. Failure to embrace peace means a human tragedy yet to be endured by the Palestinian people, who have been living under the unjust burden of Israeli occupation, while Israel is trapped in a situation where over time sharpens their international isolation and boycott and deepens its apartheid system and policies. In conclusion, I would like to avail myself of this opportunity to reiterate the OIC's support for the Palestinian people in their endeavors to recover their legitimate and inalienable rights, including the right to return self-determination and to the concrete establishment of their independent state of Palestine on the territory occupied since 1967, with East Jerusalem as its capital. Thank you.